This is Diola Saint introducing Saint Peter Damian. How could a hermit living away from others become the representative for the Pope to deal with kings and emperors, be made a cardinal in the church, and then give it all up? Peter Damian was born in Ravenna, Italy, as the last child of a large family in the year 1007 AD. It is said that his parents died when he was still small, and so he was placed in the home of an older brother. But he was poorly fed and received so little care that another brother named Damian took him into his own home and sent him to school. Peter, perhaps out of gratitude, took this brother's name as his own, and so was known as Peter Damian. Peter was very successful in school. He went on to complete his advanced college degrees and then teach as a professor. But he became dissatisfied with worldly life and decided to join the monks who followed the way of life set down by Saint Benedict. He joined a hermitage and devoted his time to prayer, reading the scriptures, fasting, and doing penances. The other hermits were impressed by his holiness and so voted unanimously to make him their new superior after the other had died. Although he was reluctant to take on the new office, Peter led the monks well and inspired others to join, which required that 5 additional hermitages be opened. The strict rule of life he set for himself became a good example, which the others followed, and in time led 3 to become saints in their own right. At this particular time in the church's history, it was common in some places to sell church positions for a price, and to find parish priests who were either living married lives with a family or else involved with women. Both of these practices were wrong, not in the best interest of the church, and gave bad example to the people. Concerned church leaders sometimes called on Peter to help them reform these abuses, and Pope Stephen XI raised him to the ranks of cardinal bishop, a position he accepted only because he would be excommunicated if he refused. Peter wrote and preached against priests who wandered away from their assigned parishes, those who ignored their vow of poverty, and those who lived by themselves away from their churches. He preached against the sale of church offices, which often attracted the wrong persons, who were more interested in their future comfort and monetary benefits than in the spiritual well-being of the people they were to serve. He wrote and preached against priests and bishops who married, sometimes had children out of wedlock, and in his own words, were more often expert on feminine charms than in spiritual matters. On 2 separate occasions, he persuaded men who claimed to be anti-popes to set aside and allow the legitimate pope to reign, and he convinced the German king Henry IV not to divorce his wife because of the great scandal which would be given to his subjects. Finally, Peter petitioned the Pope to allow him to resign his title of cardinal and bishop. After much persuasion, this was done, and Peter was allowed to return to his hermitage. One last time, he was called upon to solve a church disagreement, and on his return home in 1072, he took sick and died. Peter was already venerated as a saint at the time of his death, and because of his forthfulness in preaching and writing to uphold the true teachings of the church, he was declared a doctor of the church in 1823. There may be times when God calls us to do something which seems different from what we have chosen for ourselves. We are instruments of his peace. Do we answer his call, or do we choose to ignore it, so we may enjoy that which seems more comfortable? Thank you for calling Dial a Saint.